Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight on Friday, October 16, 2015. And if you want to listen in, you can dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can use to dial in on any kind of phone in the country, web phone, back phone, clip phone, Apple 3, whatever. You can get me on the show. Or if you want to view our sound and image board, you just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And if you want to write me, you can write me at Don S. McClure at DSMPublications.net. And if you want to make a donation, you could do that on my website or buy one of my amazing books, especially my new book, The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace. You can get all my books at www.dsmpublications.net, and that's where you will be on the greatest, and I do mean the greatest, website in the world. I got to get a chance to play my audience. They didn't get to clap to me tonight. What's wrong with them? Wake them up. They got to come in and say, hey, hoo-ah. There you go. I'm a fire in my audience. They're not clapping right. Yeah, they got a little lazy. I don't know why they wouldn't clap and go, woo, ah, they know they like me. I want to send a few shouts out to my fans, friends, and supporters who listen every Friday and purchase my books and support my projects, and a special shout out to my nephew Spanky, who's in the hospital. I hope he has a speedy recovery because I want him to get better. He's a comedian in Las Vegas, and right now he's in the hospital, not feeling good. So, again, we got to send a shout out to him. I got to send a special shout out to Angie Ransom Jones. She is a new author that's going to be on my show next week. And, man, we're going to have a ball. She's got a great book. And I promised her, yes, I'm going to play some Commodores, but I won't be able to do it this week. Angie, I got to do it next week because we put all our music together, but I'm going to play some Commodores, some Frankie Beverly. Happy. Oh, I hope they don't sing like me. And, yes, she's going to be a guest on my show at 7:30 next Friday. I got to send a shout-out to Tina in Calumet City. She is a brand-new listener tonight. Just talked with her a little while ago, and she said she's going to do her toenails or fingernails, and she's going to listen in. Well, I hope she polishes them real good. And to Betty Davis Eyes, a new listener, and I think she's in Chicago. And I got to send a special shout-out to Annette Mims in Florida. She just received the copy of the Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace. And, man, that photograph that's in that book was taken in her city, in Sanford, Florida, with the beautiful boat docks, and we had just finished a great dinner. We were walking. I said, oh, wait, I got to take this picture. And I just flashed away, and it's really nice. And I just sold that picture for $250. So I really like that dock, sitting on the dock. Okay, all right, all right. And if I forgot anyone, please forgive me and charge it to my head, not to my heart. We have reached drum roll producer, and I know he says, J.B. Spirit says, why you keep saying drum roll producer and then you go brum, brum, brum? I say, I don't know. It sounds good. But anyway, producer, drum roll, 126,750 fans. Yay! Man, we are growing. Our featured soundtrack for tonight is by Rachel Platten, and she's got a great track that we're going to be playing, and it's called Stand By You. And our featured artist album track for tonight is by the world-famous Janis Jackson, and her album is number one on the charts. The track is called Great Forever, and she says, I'm going to be great forever. She don't care what y'all say, what you do, what you think. She don't care, because she knows she's as good as her brother. Man, my board is lit up with blue lights. I mean, I see them from all over the goddarn. Oh, I can't say that. Well, goddarn. What can I say? Well, darn. Oh, man, I got a lot of listeners listening in. Anyway, let me get to the first track, Stand By You, with Rachel Patton, or actually it's Platten, P-L-A-T-T-E-N, and our special guest is coming in at 7:30. Her name is Michelle L. Anderson of Love Logical. Man, and that is a great nonprofit. She's going to be talking about tonight how she started it, what makes it unique, why she's pushing to get these Love Logical families together, and she's actually doing a photo shoot tomorrow in Indianapolis, Indiana, for the Love Logical families and stuff like that. So I want to sell 10 books tonight, ladies and gentlemen. While I'm on my show, I want you to go to my website, buy one of my books, so I can donate to Love Logical and say, hey, I love you so. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Ooh. God, I know my computer says I'm sick of you. Anyway, let me play this track called Stand By You with Rachel Platten. And when we come back, we got more great music up until 7:30. And then we're going to be talking to Michelle L. Anderson from Michigan, Detroit, who has a great concept for families. And I can't wait. Hey, maybe I could be Love. Love Logical. I like that Don Love.
Hands in mine and scars, show me all the scars you hide. And hey, if your wings are broken, please take mine so yours can open too, cause I'm gonna stand by you. Oh, stand by. I'm gonna stand by you.
Nick, can I find a girlfriend like that? I'm gonna stand by you, and I'm gonna go to heaven. Oh, man, that is just, you know what, when I played that in the studio the other day, I was like, man, Rachel Platten. I said, I got to play that one more time. And I looked at the videos. Man, they were stomping and jumping, and she was running around on some islands. Say she going to stand by her man. She going to stand by him, even if she got to go to heaven or even if she go down to the other place. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number's 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial to listen to the show all over the world. You can even go to a payphone in Istanbul, Turkey, and say, hey, Mr. Istanbul, I want to listen to the Don McClure Show. He is important. Oh, man. I made a joke the other day. I was telling a friend of mine. I said, God was talking to me about Don. Why don't you become a Mormon or Amish or something? I said, what? And he said, do something because you'll never go to Mass. And I said, God, I don't have to go. I am the Lord of the Rings. He said, Don, you're silly. And my priest told me, boy, let him get the Mass. Man, you got and I got to tell you a story that I was singing in the store today. And a girl said, what's that cat making a sound? I said, a cat. And I was singing the song, I make love to you, like you. Because I saw Terrence Howard did that song on the lip sync show. And he sang it, man. He blew that other girl out, Cookie. He blew her away. He fell on the floor and was shivering and stuff. And I said, you know, I'm going to play that song on my show. So that's my next track. I make love to you like I want you to. I mean, like, I don't know. Anyways, my boys to me, let me play this track because I like this track, man. So you guys, and I had to really tell you a story about that, but you guys get together, get a broom, get a stick, get your cat, get your dog, get somebody and dance with this track because this is really, really one of them love songs. One of them that make you just go crazy. And listen to the words in it. Ooh, I take my clothes off with you. I just run upstairs. I do everything. Ooh. Boys to Men. Let me play this track. snake. Oh, man, let me tell you this. I kid you not. A long time ago, I don't want nobody saying it was yesterday. Man, I fixed my apartment up. I had dinner fixing. I was in the kitchen fixing dinner for this girl coming over, man. She had on this little black dress. And I mean, man, I had the whole romantic thing going on, flowers and stuff. And I'm in the kitchen cooking, right? So she's sitting down, and I put that track on, and just we slow dancing and just y'all getting it groovy and stuff. And the party said, I make love to you. And man, it's just going crazy in there. And my kitchen caught on fire. It was burning up while we were slow dancing, man. And when he said, ooh, he said he'd take his clothes off. I looked around, and the fire was in the kitchen. I said, oh, man. So needless to say, I'm crying, and I'm not going to play that song no more because it reminded me of when my kitchen caught on fire. Oh, man, that was Boys to Men. I'll make love to you, man. I better not play that song no more. Man, I was doing my thing, too, slow dancing, and the dirt kitchen was on fire. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number to dial is 347-633-9376. That's the number to dial, and yes, I put the fire out. I was like, man, I can't believe my kitchen is burning up from the song. Oh, man. If that's the number you want to dial to listen in, or go to my website to get one of my books. We're pushing to sell 10 books tonight. It's www.dsmpublications.net. I want you to get those books, whichever one, especially to have a friend so I could donate to the group called Love Logical. Man, and I got tears in my eyes. I kid you not, that girl was fine, too. And needless to say, she didn't get dinner and she left. And my house was on fire, my apartment. I said, man, oh, that's kind of crazy. We got a track that we're going to play by Janet Jackson called The Great Forever. And in 10 more minutes, my guest is going to be on the show. And, man, just think about that. You playing a song in your apartment, catch on fire, your whole kitchen is in a blaze. Oh, man. Maybe you should have been paying attention.
Too pleased with what you're thinking. I'm just busy living my life. So sources say, but where you're getting it, but don't create the truth you like. It might sound strange to you, but what you think it don't mean nothing at all. It doesn't change you.
Living my life, I'm a better hope. I'm winning the future.
bless you. Hey, 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 hey.
And man, we are back. We've been getting ready for Miss Michelle L. Anderson. And I'm telling you, man, I had a ball. Just think, that song had people just going crazy. When I played that song, Boys to Men, that was deep. That was before Janet sang. Janet's track is number one on the charts. She's doing great. And she had been away from the music industry for 7 years, came back with a hit. But just think, man, that song had my apartment on fire. I could not believe that. I said, man, what is the heck? Don, let me play this track. Because my producer said, Don, just play the music. I said, okay, I will. But just think about that. You in your apartment, slow dancing, kissing like you're crazy, and your apartment's on fire. Oh, man. But let me play Lyra. She's from South Africa. Soul and Mind. This is dedicated to Michelle L. Anderson, who's going to be a guest on my show. And this young lady can sing. And it's the appropriate track to play for Miss Anderson. And next week, the beautiful Angie Ransom Jones is going to be on my show. And she's got a great book.
I am a child born of love, so let love remain in my heart and my mind. Let love and joy be my friend. Give me peace with no end. Let me live with no fear and no shame. Let me begin to see love come alive in my life. Let me feel how it feels to be me. Do 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 do. A longing and pounding in my heart led me to want so much more out of life. Led me to forgive every hurt, to let go of the past and allow myself to heal every pain. My soul is all right.
Mandela. So I have my hand up in the air. Freedom! Freedom! Oh, man. Before Nelson Mandela, did I even know what South Africa was? I don't know. But I like Nelson. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am. And I got a Facebook thing just popped in. Somebody said they heard about the fire in my apartment. I said, man, that was a long time ago. Me and that girl was dancing, man, up a storm. Do, 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 do. Oh, man, you know how you have a beautiful woman come by? You done laid your apartment out, it's looking really good. And then the darn kitchen caught on fire, a grease fire. Oh, man, that was deep. Now, I just can't get over that. Maybe if I would have had some ice cream, I could have threw some ice cream on the fire. I don't know. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and it is 7:30. I'm going to get a chance to get to my guest. The number to dial is 347-633-9376. And if you want to go to my website and make a donation, you can. To go to www.dsmpublications.net. I want to sell 10 books tonight so that I could donate to Michelle Anderson. And actually, I only need 9 more because she bought one herself. So let me get to the phone lines. She's got a group called Love Logical. We're going to bring her in, and then we're going to talk to Miss Michelle L. Anderson. Miss Anderson, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am on, well, I can't say on, if I say on fire, my apartment blew up, I don't know. I'm on fire. But I've had my audience, they're waiting for you to come in, and I'm glad you're so here. You have a group called Love Logical that was started by you, and we're going to get a chance to talk about that. But you're stationed right now in Detroit or another part of Michigan, or what's going on there? Because you're living there and you're working also with Chrysler.
I reside in the metropolitan Detroit area, and I'm here for Love Logical.
Okay, well, that is really good to know. The metropolitan area, I have a lot of fans and stuff that's in Detroit, Michigan, and the metropolitan area. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have Miss Michelle L. Anderson on the phone, and we're going to talk to her tonight about, give us the spiel about how you started with Love Logical and what the purpose is of Love Logical.
Well, Love Logical is an organization where we are celebrating non-biological relationships. Let me start by saying the definition of Love Logical is non-biological relationships equal to of lovingly surpassing those of a biological nature. So this encompasses blended families, fostering, adoption, families of adoption, and extended families as well. Goal
okay.
is to replace those buzzwords, the step, the adopted, the foster, you know, or the play sister. It would be your Love Logical.
Okay, so like when we grew up as in the minority community or black community, however we want to put it, a lot of us grew up with what we had, a play sister, so that would be part of the Love Logical family with this person that you're talking about, or let's say like a uncle or play grandmother or whatever. Is that part of the Love Logical dynamics?
That would be a part of the Love Logical dynamic. And, you know, in today's society, we have a lot of blended families. Actually, here in the United States, we have well over 100,000 American families that have some sort of a blended relationship, which is the step family. And step has gotten such a negative complication to it because of all of the things in the press about the stepfather and the stepmother doing things to children. So my goal is to advance above that step, and it's a Love Logical father, a Love Logical mother. And when you're introducing, instead of saying my stepdaughter, because do that, my Love Logical daughter. So I want to replace the buzzword, the negative buzzword, and call it Love Logical.
You know, well, that's really interesting that you say that, because I think what's great, because it affects a lot of families. A lot of times a guy get with a young lady that has children already, and when he introduces them, he calls them his stepchildren. And sometimes that can affect the child mentally when you've entered the family. family, and now you're her father replacing the other father that's not there, I guess the biological father. So you're looked at as the father rather than the stepfather. So that's kind of what you're talking about with the blended families?
Yes, and it would be the love logical parent. And then, you know, that also puts the child in a position to where if they're in a, you know, at an event or they're somewhere with their biological and their step parent, this is my biological parent and this is my love logical parent.
Mm.
Well, okay. That way it gives the child a way to differentiate but still show love at the same time.
So that's why you kind of named it love logical, because it's still sharing that affection that a child would need, or like people are close to their cousins and uncles and whatever, and it just shows a connection, a stronger connection than saying step.
It shows a much stronger connection. Love Logical was born because I have Love Logical children and Love Logical grandchildren. And my Love Logical grandson had asked me, Grandma, how can you be my grandma if you're not my mother's mama? And I told him that I am your mother's mama because, you know, I love her. And she's been in my life, you know, since way before you were born. And I didn't think that I had given him a good explanation. So I literally went to bed trying to think of a better way to explain it to him, you know, as a child, you know, 9 years old. I really didn't want to go above his head with it. And I woke the next morning, and the first thing that came off of my tongue was Love Logical. And I wrote it down. I looked at it. And then I called and I explained to him that I'm your Love Logical grandma, because it's only logical that I love you, because it's logical that I love your mother. So I'm your Love Logical grandmother. And he accepted who I am. I'm his Love Logical grandma. You know, so I'm not disrespecting his biological grandmother in any way, shape, or form. And she understands that I'm Love Logical. So it was ironic because I ended up at a function actually in Indianapolis and met a trademark attorney for the first time in my entire life. And this was within a couple of days of coming up with Love Logical. Discussed it with him, found out he was Love Logical. And that's when I went on and had Love Logical trademarked, as well as DNA not required, because I have biological by nature, Love Logical by choice, DNA not required.
Okay. Now explain a little bit about this DNA not required. So when a person hears that, connected to the Love Logical group that you have and the nonprofit that you're running right now, that you're the head of, how does the DNA not required, how do you explain that?
Okay. We're not a nonprofit at this point in time. We will be registering nonprofit next year. At this time, I'm building my brand. So DNA not required is a part of Love Logical because you don't have to be connected via DNA to be family. It's the same thing.
Okay.
So DNA not required is our tagline for Love Logical. If my Love Logical family is so extensive, it's very extensive. You know, I have a young lady who I started mentoring. She and I were talking today, and it's been 24 years that we've been together. And she's my daughter. DNA is not required for her to be my daughter.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like when somebody gets in trouble, let's just say a young lady in school or whatever, and she doesn't have her parents, and somebody just kind of takes her in and says, listen, I'm going to still mentor you, and you can stay here because there's some issues with your family. So it's kind of like a Love Logical thing. The logical part about the love is being concerned about a person or a friendship that's grown to, you still have the love, you're just not DNA connected or biological connected, but you still have that purpose of or that feeling of, I love this person and I want to be close to them and I want to help mentor them, or we have a good loving relationship, which is Love Logical. Is that kind of how it works?
That's exactly how it works. Like, okay, with my daughter Tasha, like I said, I met her through a mentorship program, and she was, you know, young, early in high school. She had been through a lot of different circumstances in her life, even at that young age. Tasha decided that I was to be her mentor just upon sight, and I couldn't understand why this child was determined for me to become her mentor. And the first year we weren't placed together. She was actually placed with a friend of mine. The second year, she chose to put her name back in the hat, so to speak, because she said she was supposed to be with me. And it worked out that we actually ended up being drawn by the luck of the draw. We ended up together, and we've been together 24 years. And she had me in tears yesterday because she was remembering when I bought her her first tour and delivered it to her at church. And we did a presentation, and being there, you know, to pay for prom and wedding, and I've been there for the birth of babies, and my last Love Logical grandson was born last year, and I was there to cut his umbilical cord.
Man.
So, yes, so she's my daughter, and my other daughter is Sashay, and she came to me at 12. She's been in my life for over 10 years, and, you know, Sashay is one of the first to graduate from college in her family. I've been there to mentor and guide her. So these are my children. You know, they're my Love Logical.
Yeah.
My children were raised with my Love Logical children. You know.
Well, you know, it sounds like you are doing a super thing. Now, this thing tomorrow that you're doing, the photographs in Indianapolis, which is connected, of course, to Love Logical, and you're going to be taking photographs of the Love Logical families.
Yes, I'm actually traveling to Indianapolis right now. We're doing our first on-location photo shoot of Love Logical families in Indianapolis, and I'm going back to Indy because that's where Love Logical was born. I was living there at the time, and I was embraced by so many people within the community that when my photographer said, where are we going to do this? And my photographer's Forgive Me Not Photos out of Michigan, and I said, let's go to Indy, and he said, let's do this. So I contacted a Love Logical in Indy, Quentin Ross, who's also a phenomenal photographer and videographer, and I said, Quentin, I want to come to town. I want to do a Love Logical shoot, and I need, let's say, five families just to start. And Quentin called me a few days later and said, well, Michelle, I know you said we're going to start with five families. He said, but you're going to have to either add more families or we're going to have to end up making another, you have to make another trip.
No, man.
So we had such a phenomenal response. We're going to be photographing 12 families tomorrow at the Indianapolis Museum of Arts on their grounds. And we're going to also be scheduling another photo shoot in Indianapolis so that we can come back. I've had some wonderful, wonderful stories done, but I want to say that I have the Ross Movement is coming out to celebrate the Love Logical organization with me tomorrow. And I have Roe Creations coming out to celebrate their Love Logical organization and their Love Logical unions. I have a young lady by the name, a couple, Will and Carla Staley. They're coming out because they have their son, their Love Logical adopted son. I want to pronounce his name right, is Vario, and they actually raised the money to adopt him through a GoFundMe that was put out to their family and friends of the church. So we have some awesome families, some awesome stories, really amazing.
Well, it sounds like it is, and it sounds like you've tapped into a purpose that was, like we always say, a God-given purpose to help families deal with this, I guess, the non-biological relationships at the same time. The biological relationships is just, it's amazing that a person would have this feeling and come up with something that can help people grow. I want you to stay tuned with us for a second. I need to play a PSA. And when I come back, we're talking more with Michelle L. Anderson, and we're going to find out how people can contact her through phone and website so that they can get involved in the Love Logical movement. But stay right with us for a minute. And let me play this quick PSA, and when I come back, I'm enjoying the conversation with Michelle L. Anderson, who is the founder of the Love Logical movement. Let's just call it a movement, I guess.
We're going to call it a movement.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone. Story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet, or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. The number that you can listen to all over the world is 347-633-9376. And I'm enjoying my guest, Michelle L. Anderson. She's a young woman doing a lot for Love Logical families. I mean, and I remember when we used to call them just cousins and nephews and nieces, that they weren't really connected, but they were connected because we loved them. So I like her concept. Now, the mission of Love Logical is to promote and enhance blended families. The terms blended families are foster families, step families, and extended families. And you say they can have kind of like a negative connotation. So your term is giving them something to hold on to a little bit better. But explain how people can get in touch with you or your website or what they can do to support your cause.
My website is lovelogical.com. That's very easy. It's lovelogical.com. And my email is actually easy as well. It's info@lovelogical.com. And any emails that I receive, I will be happy to respond to you. I would like to reach out to your listening audience because Love Logical has a goal, and we would like to reach 100 positive stories on our website by the end of the year. So we have a few stories up now. We're picking up stories in Indianapolis. Wonderful stories coming to me. And so I would appreciate people sharing their stories and sharing their family pictures through info@lovelogical.com so that they can get on my site.
Well, I think this is really good. Have you thought about sending this information to, like, I guess the Oprah shows or whoever else is out there? Because I think a lot of people need to hear this. What you're doing is a great thing, whether it's Dr. Oz show or whatever, or just constantly putting it on the media circuit. I think this is going to be really good. Have you decided on who you're going to try to reach out to, or if any of them have Love Logical families, any of the recording artists or things like that?
There are so many Love Logical relationships out there. There was one recently, Sandra Bullock is in the process of, she recently adopted another child from what I understand. Jamie Foxx is Love Logical. Oprah and Gail's relationship is Love Logical. There are so many Love Logical unions out here. I'm trying to think in my head.
You just said a few that were really good. Yeah, I'm like, okay, everybody got some Love Logical somewhere. It's logically love. That's pretty good. Now,
well,
Michelle, what date did this whole purpose get started, this movement?
Believe it or not, Love Logical was born a few years ago, but due to life circumstances, I was not ready. I was not ready to get out there. And this year, it was placed on my heart that I'm ready. It's time. So I am moving forward. Love Logical is going to be huge. I'm going to use one of the, what's his name, Donald Trump. Huge.
Okay.
Huge. Because I believe in it. I live it. I was born into a Love Logical family. I was born into a blended family. My mother later became a foster parent. And my mother at one point was getting ready to adopt, but she actually succumbed to cancer prior to finalizing the adoption. So I was born with a Love Logical heart. And just recently, I had a memory that kind of, you know, you have memories that flood back. I remember being in high school, and I actually started one of the first adoptive grandparent programs in the metropolitan Detroit area. And my grandfather, Ike, ended up becoming a member of our family because he didn't have anyone else to take care of him. And when Ike passed away, my parents would not let him have what they called a pauper's funeral back then. My parents actually paid for a full funeral for Ike, casket, clothes. We had people come out. We had a viewing. They did everything for him. And honestly, I didn't realize how much that meant until I became an adult and was like, people don't do that. So I was born with Love Logical in my DNA. That's the only way that I can explain it.
And that's such a good purpose because I think a lot of the churches, they have Love Logical families, people they take in. A lot of the homeless shelters have Love Logical people that they're working with. So I think what you're doing is seriously great. Is there a phone number or something that they could also reach you at besides the website and besides the email? Is there a number they could call, or you just want them to call, or just to write on the emails? How do you want them to do that?
Just the email is a lot easier because, I do have a day job, which, you know, it's not involved in Love Logical. But it's a lot easier for me to respond to email and give me your number. And there is a number for Love Logical. And I'm going to go on and give it to you.
Okay.
It's 312-643-1652. And that's 317-643-1652. And it's actually a voicemail number, and I do respond and return to all of my calls that come to that number.
Yeah, I think that's important just in case somebody wants to pick up the phone and give you a buzz. They're going to be in Indianapolis tomorrow or somewhere where you're doing a Love Logical event. But I think what you're doing is really great, bringing it about that people don't need to use STEP, I guess, STEP families or I'm not sure how that's really going to work, but I think that it's a great deal, and it's a good thing that you're doing. This is something that's just impressive, and you as a young woman deciding that you were a Love Logical child, and it helped you, so you just kind of want to give that back. Man, that's something unique, Love Logical. It's got a good ring to it. You got a nice logo. The logo was done very professionally. You're on the right track with all the things that you're doing, so again, give my audience that website one more time, though.
The website is lovelogical.com. I am going to state that my logo was a combination of my Love Logical union. That's why the heart for Love Logical is an incomplete DNA symbol. And the reason why it's incomplete is because that goes into the DNA not required. And my logo designer is Jan McDougall, out of Indianapolis, and she's an amazing graphic artist. I can't imagine how I would have had what I have if it hadn't been for Jan.
Man, well, that's really impressive. Now, this photographer that you're working with, he's also part of your Love Logical group. How did that union come about?
He's my buddy. He's one of my best friends, and at a vendor event, I was there for Love Logical, and he was there, and our children actually came together. So we do things as a Love Logical family, just as best friends. And Forgive Me Not Photos and Love Logical goes hand in hand because, you know, we want to make sure that you know who both are. And his heart, he has a Love Logical heart as well. So he volunteers his time to Love Logical for any Love Logical family photo that I have done. He volunteers to work with me.
Well, I really like his photography. I've taken a look at some of the pictures, and they were absolutely amazing. I think he was doing some for prom and some other things. But the name of his studio, again, is what? Is Forgive Me Not?
Forgive Me Not. It's Forgive Me Not Photos, and his website is actually forgivemenotphotos.com.
And yeah, I want people to take a look at the actual website for the photographs as well.
Because Tyrese was selected last year as one of the top 10 finalists through the Sony experience competition, and they flew him to Alaska and outfitted him with Sony cameras, and it's just, it's amazing what he was able to do at the spur of a moment with a camera that he had not used before. But just to be selected within that top 10 and to be flown to Alaska by Sony, that says a lot about his photography right there. And he does things with a camera that I didn't know that someone can do, because when you look at some of his photography, you'll think that it's been Photoshopped or that he's done something to it, and he hasn't. He just, this is how he utilizes his camera and its lighting, and he actually doesn't like to use Photoshop on pictures. He said that a true photographer doesn't need Photoshop, and I like that.
Man, well, I'm telling you, you seem to have really assembled a good team. You've got a good heart for what you want to do. You've got your website up. Now all you got to do is, and your goal is to get 100 families by the end of the year to take Love Logical photographs.
Yes, and I also want to also give a shout-out to Quentin Ross in Indianapolis, because Quentin, as well as he's coming out to help with the photography, since we have more families and we want to make sure we utilize the best light of the day, and he's going to come out. Now, he has a magazine, Unzip the Runway, Unzip magazine, and he does a lot of photography for rap artists and things like that, and he's also volunteering his time tomorrow. We're going to do videography of some of the families so that you can hear their stories when you go to lovelogical.com and not just read them. You'll be able to hear them as well.
Oh, man. I mean, this really sounds explosive. You're headed in the right direction to promote and enhance blended families. I mean, I think that's a mission all and a mouthful in itself. The mission of Love Logical is to promote and enhance blended families. That's an amazing task, and you seem to be the young lady that God has picked for this. And, man, all I can do is really congratulate you on building such a positive thing that our communities always needs. Anything positive we can get in our communities, no matter what it is, if it's positive, I'm all for it.
Yep, and Don's blended. Families of adoption, families of fostering, extended families. It's all of your non-biological unions, because those are every non-biological union that is truly a family unit is unique within itself, because it takes a real heart to be able to love someone by choice. Family, we accept the good, the bad, and everything else with our family because they're our family, but when you could take that same level of acceptance and that same level of love and give it to someone just by choice, that's why I say biological by nature, love logical by choice, because you choose to love that person.
Man, I mean, that is a dynamic philosophy for a young woman that sees the value in the basic thing that everybody talks about more than anything else is love. And that's something that it heals everything. Every time that you have love in a relationship, or like you said, love logical, it just brings about a much better friendship, relationship, childhood, growing up, school, whatever it is. Love is a key component to a lot of things. And for you to add love logical to your logo and to your theories and to your purpose, it just says you're on the right track, man. I couldn't tell you how much I am really proud of all the things that you're doing and the things you're going to do tomorrow. Now, what time is this shoot tomorrow in Indianapolis?
We're going to be at the Indianapolis Museum of Arts from 10 o'clock until 5 o'clock. We're going to be shooting various families. Indianapolis, I have to tell you, I've heard some things. Just I've enjoyed the stories this week, meeting the families. I have a family where and I'm going to, just for the sake of the conversation, you can understand, where the love logical father and the biological mother has taken in this adult female's biological father because he's ill and he had nowhere else to go. And they're helping to nurture him back to health. The love logical son is actually taking him to his dialysis appointments and things like that. I have families doing things in Indianapolis that honestly, I thought that only my family was the one that did, where the love logicals and the biologicals came together on a regular basis. But to have a love logical and a biological living in the exact same house, to where the love logical has opened up the home and said, you are your daughter's father, so therefore I'm going to help take care of you. That's amazing. It's amazing.
It is. Well, listen, Michelle, this has just been it's just been amazing having you on the show. This 30 minutes has gone by kind of fast, but I do appreciate the fact, and we're going to have to get you back on to talk more about Love Logical and some other cities that you're going to. And, again, I want you to give them the website and the email and at least the contact phone numbers before we let you go, and then we'll get into the second part of the show. So now what's the contacts for you again with Love Logical?
Okay, info@lovelogical.com. That's info. @lovelogical.com. I would like for you all to go onto lovelogical.com and start watching out for the stories, because you're going to read some stories that's just coming from my Indianapolis photo shoot that's going to blow your socks off, you know, because I want you to read about the Ross movement and learn what they're about, because they're helping teens of substance abuse have a safe place to go, you know. Roe Creations is providing after-school snacks for kids within their neighborhood, and these people are families of adoption and families of blended unions themselves, and they're still reaching out to their community. So they're not only Love Logical families, but Love Logical organizations as well. You know, churches who are coming together and adopting babies, you know, helping people adopt babies. So I can't wait to get the stories up. So look out for lovelogical.com, because we're going to be bringing some positive stories to you so that you can see that there's still a whole lot of love in the United States.
Man,
I want stories over the United States. I want every state. I want a story from every single state, times two.
Well, I'm telling you, I believe you're the young lady to do this. And that's just such a positive movement. And I believe you're going to reach your goal. If you set it out to get 100 Love Logical families by December, I think by the end of December you'll have your 100 Love Logical families. I mean, this is such a great thing. I love that there's so much positivity, especially in the African-American community and other communities, but especially ours, because, of course, the more we do, the stronger we are, the better people see us.
Yeah.
Listen, Michelle, this has been a great interview. I can't wait to hear how tomorrow turns out, but I'm going to say goodnight to you and get back to my music. And again, ladies and gentlemen, that's Michelle L. Anderson, the founder of Love Logical, that's dealing with blended families and step families and bringing a positive approach to how we deal with love. I mean, you just can't ask for anything better than that. Michelle, it's been a real joy having you here.
It's been a joy being here. And Don, if anyone gets in touch with you and they'd like to talk to me, please provide them with my information. I'd love to hear from them.
I will definitely do that. I'll put you even up, try to do a little Love Logical thing on my website for you. So if anybody wants to get in touch with you, they can. At least I can put it up for a couple of weeks. And I know you're going to do well, so I wish you the best. Hey, listen, you have a good weekend. I've got to get back to my music, but I have enjoyed being you here, and I'm sure my audience has enjoyed you. And I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you. I'm going to get back on the road to Indy.
Okay. And be safe now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was my guest. That was Michelle L. Anderson, a young woman doing something positive in our communities. And I always talk about that someone you should know. So that's a person who went on my list. That's that someone you should know. And it doesn't matter whether they're in Detroit or Chicago or New York or whatever. It's all about putting something positive back into the world that we live in every day. I always say that you only have one life. So live it and enjoy it. I'm going to play this track by Heather Hadley called Rain, because it's raining outside. No, it's not. I see my priest right now telling me, Don, don't tell no story. All right. But that was the Love Logical group, handed by and created by a young lady named Michelle L. Anderson. And, man, she's got a great future ahead of her. Let's get to this track called Rain, because it's raining on my head. Ouch, it had been raining in my apartment. It was about to pop.
My love is raining on your girl. Let it pour.
Remember how you just seen me the day we met the butterflies. Let me know I wasn't dreaming. Can't you feel me? Why you walking down my street?
you make me out of me non-stop.
To my best friend upstairs, he's in the studio. We were just talking about extended families. I said, I wonder. He said, yeah, you know how people came over and they were, you know, like your cousins and stuff like that. He said, and that was a good thing. I said, well, you know, do you think a girlfriend could be like a play girlfriend? He said, no, man, that's not love logical. He said, that's some nonsense. I said, oh, man, when you say it, extended. Oh, all right, okay, all right, okay. Anyway, listen, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am having a ball. We had a serious conversation with Michelle L. Anderson. She's doing some things at Indianapolis, Indiana tomorrow, taking pictures of love logical families. And I think that is so super duper. Super booper, super whatever, I don't know. Anyway, the number's 347-633-9376. And I met a guy that does pies, and he lives in Gary, Indiana. We were talking about that. So one day I'm going to have him on the show because he does healthy eating pies. And I love food. I mean, I can't get enough of food. I'm going to play this track because we're moving on in the show. It is 8:08, and, man, we are flying by. And I was playing a track, man, and just grooving and moving in the studio. And I said, you know what, this would be a good track to play because, again, we're always talking about love on my show, and I just kiss my computer so much. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And I just love my fans. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Ooh, that sounds so cool. Hey, and I was telling a friend of mine, I kid you not, when I was growing up, I loved my mommy so much. I mean, I just love my mama because she gave me everything I ever wanted, actually. And next week on our show, Angie Ransom Jones is going to be on our show. She's going to be talking about how you deal with grief and stuff like that. And my mom used to always tell me to really, when she's gone or whatever, just think about the positive things. So I was telling a friend of mine that when I was a little boy and she was in the kitchen with this cake bowl, and she would ask me if I wanted the frosting on the cake, and my sisters and brothers were in the house too. And I'd say, no, I don't want that. And I'd walk out. And then she'd give it to my sister. And I'd run back in the kitchen and say, Ma, where you get that cake thing to her? You know, she said, Don, just say you didn't want it. I said, well, I want it, I want it, I want it now. And so she said, give Don that cake, man. And my sister said,
Mom, why you give Don everything? She said, because you know how Don is. I said, ooh, I got this cake fan. I got this cake fan. And my sister threw that cake fan on my head. Oh, man. I can't believe people used to do me like that. Me, the loving, the only one, Don S. McClure. She put that cake fan on my head. I don't know why she did that. That hurt my feelings. Anyway, I'm going to play this track for you guys that lost your girlfriend and want them back. Called, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, don't leave me. Just, please don't leave me. Did you remember when you used to go outside your girlfriend's house and just cry on all the front lawn? Oh, please don't leave me. Well, that's Backstreet. I'm starting to say something else. Anyways, Backstreet with Please Don't Leave Me. And I used to cry all the time over them little girls. Oh, please, 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 I love you so. You were number 10 and 11. You didn't know what love was. Let me play this track.
Nah, baby, nah, baby, nah, baby. No, no, no.
If nah, baby, you take nah, baby, your nah, love nah, away from me, I'll go crazy.
No,
I'll go insane.
Nah, baby, nah, baby, nah, baby. Got your problem, baby, and I got mine. Let's just end it all by putting it together.
Yeah!
email. Oh, man. I was telling my best friend. I said, you know you was upstairs outside that girl window telling her, oh, please don't leave me, please. Oh, man. Can you imagine they made a song with a man saying, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Oh, man. That's Backstreet. And I know I got some tears in my eyes right now, man. Remember when all the girls quit you when you were a little boy? Please don't leave me. Oh, please. The man say he'll cry. He'll die. Ooh, that's too much love. Oh, man. That is just too much love. And then years later, you wake up and say, what kind of idiot was I outside somebody's front porch on the steps crying? Man. That's just too deep. That's too many memories, like I'm telling you. And he was dying laughing because he said he remembers the story I told him that when I was growing up and I got my first apartment, and this is actually a true story, how much my mommy loved me. I moved to the west side. They lived on the south side. And I got my first apartment, and she knows I'm terrified of bugs. And there was some dead fish bones in my freezer that I guess the landlord had forgot to remove. So when I opened up the freezer, I looked in there, and they was in there. I got on the phone and called my mother and father, and they drove from 115th Street to the west side, and my mother came up three flights of steps and took the fish bones out of the freezer. And my father was so mad at me. He's like, I can't believe you. And I said, well, Mom, skinning the fish. And she said, boy, I don't know what I would do with you, but just think. And he just reminded me of that. But my mommy really loved me. I just love my mommy. So I had the greatest mommy in the world. But ain't no way in heck I would have drove that far to take some fish bones out. I said, boy, you better grow up, go get them fish bones out of here. Let me play this track by Kelly Clarkson called Catch My Breath. And I really like this track. We played it before, but Kelly is my girl, and I like this. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show. It is 8:17. And can you believe my parents? I had some great parents. They drove over 100 blocks to the west side to my first apartment to take some dead fish bones out of there. And my father was the cursed up a storm coming up this fence. My father was really mad at me that day, but I said, well, you know, hey, I'm Don S. McClure. He said, I need to beat you. I should have beat you when you was a kid.
Be left behind. Distance was a friend of mine. Catching breath in a web of lies. I've spent most of my life riding with playing acrobats, shadow boxing the other half, learning how to react. I've spent most of my time catching my breath.
Clarkson, and you know what? Catch my breath. Man, can you imagine? I told you sometimes when I'm driving in my car, speeding, I play that. Catch my breath. She said, hey, you can't tell me what to do. You can't teach me who to be, what to do. Man, I'm still thinking about, boy, I know my father used to be so mad at me. He used to be like, Don, I do not believe you. You cannot have everything in the world. And I'd be like, man, why not, Dad? He said, because it don't work that way. I said, oh, man. But actually, he said, I'm proud of you. You turned out to be a great young man. But when you was a kid, ooh, I'm telling you, I was such a handful. But my parents really loved me. I had the greatest parents in the world. Because if I was the parent, I think I would have just had my tutu. It would have been blue by the time I got through beating. That's McClure, man. Let me play this track. Man, I'm playing it tonight for the lovers so you can stop crying all on my show and crying. If, you know, if a person don't want you, they don't want you. If a person do want you, then they want you. So just think about that and just move on with your life because you know what? You only get one life. So I want you to enjoy it, have some fun, and don't worry about the rain because it does not rain forever. That is my favorite saying. Matter of fact, I'm going to play a track by Peebo Bryson because he's crying up a storm. And this is dedicated to a friend of mine. I want him to stop crying over that little girl because it's not worth it. And he didn't drink, I don't know how many martinis, but you better get up out that bar and stop crying over that girl and go on with your life. Just be happy. And I see somebody else saying, ooh, Don, you are just no good. They just sent me a Facebook message. I can't believe that. I said, I am some good. I'm Donis McClure. But let me play this track by Peebo Bryson, and I'm not laughing at my friend. I just want him to get it together and stop crying. I feel so bad. I feel bad for him. I know he's going to hit me in the nose tomorrow when he sees me. This is by Peebo Bryson, Can You Stop the Rain? And I'm going to stop it because I don't want him crying no more. I want him to get it together.
Another day will I get through it without breaking down? Haven't seen the sun since you've been gone. Like my heart, I lost it when you left me, and it can't be found. How can I go on? Baby, I've been living Following my footsteps like a shadow of my broken heart. Sometimes it's a pair of passing eyes, or it's just the way someone is talking, and there you are.
And that's Mr. Peabo Bryson on the Don S. McClure Show. And, you know, when you play those songs, you think about so many things. And I'm telling you. Oh, man. I remember this little girl named Jackie. And I told this story before. I kid you not. This really happened. We were all in the yard playing, and I just really wanted me some Jackie. I just said, ooh, Jackie, 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 Jackie. And her brother was a friend of mine. So, anyway, we're little kids. We're out there playing in the yard. And Jackie was hanging with her girlfriends. And so to prove to her that I was this man of strength, the man that could do everything, a little boy at that, I picked up this chair, and it had no seat in it. And I was raising the chair in the air over and over again, and then the chair hit me in the head with a screw and put a hole in my head. I said, oh, man, there was blood everywhere. And my brothers rushed me to the hospital. Listen. My parents said, Dad, what was you doing out there? I said, I was trying to show Jackie I was strong. I was a man. Oh, my brothers used to call me Egghead. If you ever meet them, they'll tell you that. They thought that was so funny. They laughed. Why would they laugh at a little boy? They put a hole in his head for a little girl. Oh, man. I should have been playing that Peabo Bryson song. Can you stop the rain? Can you stop the pain? The pain was in my head. I think that's probably why I'm crazy. I think I got to get Jackie for that. Let me play this track by Janet Jackson. It's the last track of the night. It's My Girl, If I Was Your Girl. That's what she said. If I was your girl, maybe you wouldn't hit yourself in the head with a chair. Can you imagine that? Man, that was traumatic for me. This is Janet Jackson doing If, because she's our featured artist for tonight. And I love me some Janet Jackson. She is bad. I'm going to say goodnight after this track plays. And when I come back, I'm going to see you next Friday. But I'll be back after Janet. I can't, and I don't, and oh man, I like that track. Don't. Man, I'm telling you, I'm gonna go dance in the night. I don't care what nobody say, man. Hey, can you believe a girl in the grocery store said, "Who is that cat screeching out there in the aisles?" And I was singing. That hurt my feelings. I was really distraught. I may not ever go to that store again. Oh, man, I doubt it. I would go there every day because they got Häagen-Dazs ice cream. And I just got, next week I'm going to tell you the story about Häagen-Dazs ice cream because it is so funny how I ran into an old lady who told me I was paying too much money for Häagen-Dazs ice cream. But listen, I have enjoyed it. The number was 347-633-9376. Lock that into your phone next week. You can get me all over the world. I'm looking forward to my guests. Angie Ransom Jones from Dallas, Texas. She's an AKA and just beautiful and got a beautiful personality. And next week we're going to be on fire, and I don't mean fire in my apartment, but I do mean fire on my show. But I have enjoyed it. I've got to say goodnight. My time has ran out because I made it that way. But as I always tell you, I want you to be safe out there. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Take my kisses with you and just think, you might have had a child like me. And I'm sure you probably say, the heck if I did, I'm glad I didn't. That really hurt my feelings. Man, anyway, enjoy your weekend. I wish you the best. Be safe out there. And I love you so much. I just can't get enough of you people. My fans, my family. I just love the goddamn world. Like Love Logical. That Michelle L. Anderson gave me something new to say. Love Logical. Hey, good night. Enjoy yourself. I'm out of here. Selena's going to take me on the road. I'm leaving the studio, and I'm going to go dance. Dance my foo head off.
It's been said and done. Every-